find and review with Wines Direct. Breaking the mold of traditional wine retailers with their own unique flair, genuine passion and enthusiasm. WinesDirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
It starts like a civilized conversation. But if only you could hear what has been discussed behind the scenes.
It's not fit for radio.
Yeah, it's not fit for radio. Yeah, we would definitely be.
But what is fit for radio is this sound.
Oh, yes.
Happy Christmas.
We haven't even started pouring yet, and already the conversation
Christmas
has gone
episode.
In a particular direction.
Fantastic, fantastic. How are you, Will?
I'm in great form, and I'm really looking forward to an argument.
Excellent.
And that's what we will have.
It's not Christmas without a good argument.
That's very true.
Well, that's usually how. That's what families are for. But howsomever, so to inform all of the listeners, the argument is, and I'd like people
we'll
to come
get,
and
we'll
vote,
get onto that.
We'll get on to vote on this and agree with me. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
No, it's not.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It is.
Listen.
Never mind the immigration debate earlier. No. This is the contentious issue of the day.
This is going to polarise the entire country. I promise you, half of the people are like, it absolutely is. And the other half are like, absolutely
because we were just
not.
We were just talking outside. And it was, we said, top five Christmas films. That's great. And said, Die Hard is clearly
Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3.
It's clearly not in it. So we're in total agreement. And my brother, Gavin, I don't even like Die Hard. Yeah. I don't see the point of it.
With soap and water when
Me
you say
too.
Rude words like that.
I am with you, and as the resident film buff, I never seen.
That's now debatable.
Is it? I never seen the whole thing, and I know Roy Jennings loves Die Hard, and we've had this discussion. But no, even Roy couldn't get me over onto the Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
So let's suspend the argument for a minute. And by the way, I should give the proper introductions because we have Gareth and Gavin from Wines Direct and also Lynn, our highly paid
and highly appreciated
movie reviewer. And we're going to start the conversation on a positive with the wine rather than the argument.
Yes, we are. Because as we're just saying there, yes, it's Christmas time. So we're looking at Christmas wines to come back in. We've just started off, just opened up, as you heard from Gavin, just there, champagne. We're going with the pink champagne. Now, Prosecco's obviously very popular out there. But for me, it's Christmas time. Really treat yourself. Champagne, it's a step up. It's made differently. Prosecco, the bubbles are made inside the tank, where champagne, and this is the reason why it costs more, is that the second fermentation, which is the bubbles, where you get the bubbles from, is actually in the bottle itself. It is also then, it takes years of aging. When the dead yeast cells are there, they're called lees, look like talcum powder. They have contact with the wine, which gives it the sort of biscuity flavour. Now, as a result, it also has to be all this has to be hand harvested, handmade, hand everything else. And this is the reason why. And also, of course, from Champagne, which is a very, this is just outside Epinay. If you're ever in Champagne, if you're ever in Paris, it's a 40 minute train journey to Epinay. You're able to go down Avenue de Champagne, which is an absolutely great experience in itself. So this is called Mandos, and this is rosé. Rosé is made a little bit differently for champagne because it's made of white and red grapes. But this is a Signé method as well, which literally means blood in French, and it's basically it also bleeds off some of the first run of red wine, and that's why you get the lovely pink colour.
So what separates the cheap champagne from the good stuff?
Aha. So now this is where it comes to as mass production, basically. So this is not mass produced. And to give you an equation kind of here that, you know, there is a very, very famous brand, Moët & Chandon, which is very, very famous. And for a lot of people, when they start drinking champagne or have tried champagne, they go, I've tried that. I don't like champagne. They think that tastes like champagne. But for me, that, and I'm going to say this here, that I don't think that it's a great made champagne. I think it's a very bad representation of...
It's one of the most expensive ones in the supermarket,
absolutely.
Certainly.
It completely is. Now, what we're drinking here is handmade, and it's €58. You go in
which is cheaper.
You go in by Moët, and it's more expensive in a lot of cases. Sometimes you get an offer for £50. But most of the times, it is more expensive, and I find it badly made. This is handmade. It's made by small production. Now, Moët have put a lot of money into their marketing. Fair play, they've done a great job.
And that's perhaps why people buy it.
Exactly.
It's the label.
It looks it. And it looks the same, there are other kind of champagnes when you get more expensive on the mass market, which are better. But, you know, when you look at kind of paying, you know, you want to be able to have enjoyment. You know, champagne is about celebration, enjoyment, and but you also don't want to lose your life on it. So spending €58, it's a lot of money. You want to be able to enjoy it. I don't want to buy a bottle for €58 and go, oh, that was disappointing, or I didn't like that. Here you are buying something that is handmade, and it's €58, and it's going to be enjoyable.
And more importantly, it's pink.
And it's pink.
It's pink, which is, but it seems to have retained a lot of the sugar.
It has. Because that's what you do. You're dead right. You have at the end, you have this called Brut, because you got demi-sec, which is basically like, which is half, which it goes down in grams of sugar. It's got Brut, which basically there's a dosage, which is about 5 grams or residual sugar in there. And you definitely have that. And that's, that's a liquorage just at the end. And you can also get Brut Zero, which is basically none of that at the end. So you don't get the sweetness either.
But the sweetness is like very appealing. Mm. You know, even to me, I'm smelling it and I'm like, yeah, it smells like Christmas.
No, and it does. And I suppose kind of that's the whole thing, is that Christmas is a celebration. Mm. You're here to spend time with your family and your friends, and you're to enjoy yourself. It's the one time of indulgence. And look, we all have kind of good Christmases, bad Christmases, good years, bad years. I suppose for me, kind of Christmas is that natural time to take the pause and actually celebrate the wins that you've had during the year. And champagne is the
I actually love Christmas, because it's one of the times where I know I won't be driving in a car somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, for me personally, it really is turn off for a day or two.
But for us, kind of even kind of growing up, so we grew up with Wines Direct. It started out in our house. You know, my mother's Christmas present one year was that our dad put a 40-foot container onto our driveway to get the business out of the house, and all the cases of wine went into a 40-foot container. And thank you,
That was definitely the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law.
It was definitely the letter of the law, and how they didn't end up divorced, I think it was just pre-divorce. That was probably about the reason for that one. But so we've always had that. Christmas has always been this build-up to Christmas, and Christmas has always been crazy. My wife is incredibly tolerant. You know, she sees me around the 1st of December and goes, "No, I love you, chicken. See you Christmas Eve."
Yeah.
You
know,
so yeah. For us, Christmas Day itself is just, we're done.
And, yeah. It's such, you know, and you can enjoy it.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. It's hugely, hugely important time to do that. So
going back to the champagne for a second. So Mondo Champagne, it's Grand Rosé Reserve. It's available in both shops, both in Athlone and in Mullingar. It is actually a new champagne house we just brought on. It is just outside Epinay. It is mostly Pinot Noir and Chardonnay are the two grapes inside it, and that's where you get the pink colour from. And it's absolutely fantastic. And as Lynn said, smells like Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it really does. And is there pears in there? No.
Pear, you get some stone fruit in there, definitely.
Yeah, like they're like damsel or something.
You definitely get more of the sort of berries, sort of red berries, going in there. As regards to saying, it's when people are smelling things, I don't really get hung up on what it is, because like one person's strawberries, another one's person's pineapple.
Yeah.
I sometimes joke.
Yeah.
And that's it goes down to your own experience, your own references, your own
frame of reference.
There's a famous one in if you go on to Netflix, there's a thing called Somme. It's basically about sommeliers in the US. That's not what our life is like. But he said he always gets, one of them was there saying he always got tennis balls, new tennis balls off the back of it. Now, he never put in a tasting note, but that was one something, because that's what, like as a child, that he'd go immediately back to. It's
amazing. But that in itself can even awaken a childhood kind of memory, and then, you know, childhood and Christmas synonymous, and then you're like, I mean...
That brings us on to the movies, actually, because those movies are associated with memories of Christmas, because one caller here says, there is no way you would regard The Lord of the Rings as Christmas movies, but yet they were all released at Christmas, and therefore I associate them with that time of year.
Yeah, that's such an excellent point. Yeah. And there are like many trilogies and stuff that we can think of kind of down throughout the years that would be associated with Christmas, because they're blockbuster. You know what I mean? They were big in the cinema. They're big production. And that's what you expect at Christmas, isn't it? Like, you know, the Willy Wonka and all that sort of thing.
Which one?
Well, yeah. Now, but see, I'm partial to them all. I haven't seen the new one yet, but it is on the list. But I do love a bit of Willy Wonka, I have to say.
Gene Hackman, hold those thoughts, because we want to go through this list. We also have, I presume, a red and a white to
we
take
do
a look
indeed.
At
so
as well.
So Chateau Thierry is the white that we're going to start from Bordeaux here. Mm. So this, we were kind of discussing kind of what is Christmas. So Winesers would have started out importing directly from France. So Chateau Thierry we've been with for a very long time. It's now the second generation of
over
family.
20 years. Over 20 years, yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it's kind of, it is that kind of starter for Christmas. And actually, when you talk about the association there and the smell, for me, every time that I put my nose into this glass and smell, it actually smells like my grandmother's garden. Like that's so that's kind of that kind of where kind of a smell can bring
there's
you to.
There's wildflower notes in it.
It comes from Bordeaux. So Bordeaux whites are always, if you like Sauvignon Blanc, this is basically where a lot of Sauvignon. This is Sauvignon Blanc, Sauvignon Gris, a bit of Muscatel in there as well, I think. As well, stainless steel, so no oak. And as a result, you put your nose into it, as Gavin said, it smells like very grassy, bit of gooseberry, gooseberry in it. It really just wakes up. Now, Bordeaux people think of very expensive and the big names. Probably some of the better value of white wines coming from France are from Bordeaux. And you look, you have to look at Bordeaux AOC or Entre de Mer are the two names you need to look for. There's Sauvignon or Sauvignon base. So if you like Sauvignon Blanc, this is a great thing to experiment without going too far out. And because they don't have a big name for Bordeaux whites, they have to be good in order to get over here, and the value is very good as well. This Chateau Tully was originally Francis Courcelle. Now his two daughters have taken over. His two daughters are a lot more charming than he is. Let's put it mildly.
I was looking at that. He was searching for the politically correct thing to say there.
Look, the last time that I run...
There goes that deal.
Oh, no, look. They would say it. Like, the last time that we were with Marie and Sylvie, their dad was about to arrive in, and Marie said to me, "Oh, my dad's on the way in. I'm so sorry for what he's going to say." I'm like, "Why did I insult him?" He goes, "Oh, no. But
no, he will insult you.
He'll insult you.
It's just who he is.
He's so famous for it that people kind of expect it now. His daughters are wonderful. Chateau Tully. And this is organic as well. And said, family run to... 18 euros, thank you. 18 euros and on the shelves. And it's also very unusual because it's two sisters doing it. It's the wine business is still very much seen as a boys' club.
I'm curious though. Yeah. White wine at Christmas. Surely the demand isn't that high.
Oh, yeah.
White wine in general is always high. So I suppose you think about when you drink wine, it's not the same when somebody else drinks wine. So, you know, I've spoken about kind of the deal of wine and my dad kind of being that kind of way that he only drank wine while eating food. Other people have it at their kitchen island. Other people have it while watching TV. So white is a lot easier to drink, you know, with a lot more things. With turkey, for example, now a lot of people say, okay, turkey's a white meat. You must drink white wine. That's not necessarily true because there's also a huge amount of flavour with it. So for me, the white is for the starter or it's for while you're kind of getting ready, that kind of idea. The real kind of for turkey and then for ham and then for whatever else you're having, it is red and it actually has to have a bit more.
It's also when you actually look at our sales, and it's reflected. It's about 60% of our wines are white. They're sold.
I would have thought that actually because I think a lot of people start getting into wine via white. And then I think as your taste matures and whatever, you go on for the red and then you realise that red.
but also white wine's a lot easier to drink by itself. Because you don't have those tannins, that dryness and everything else, all crisper, like cleaner, sort of like wakes your taste buds up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the argument, and this is your chance to get involved, you have a list of the top five movies. Tell me what should be on that list.
Rewind and review with Wines Direct, celebrating the sheer joy that exceptional wine brings and its power to forge connections among people. WinesDirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
So, when you want to start an argument, have an opinion. And here are the top five Christmas movies, according to Lynn Berry.
Yes.
As they say in the Leaving Cert, discuss.
I'm going to do like a quick overview, like 5-1. So starting at my least favourite on, but yet one of my favourites is Scrooged at number 5. Mm-hmm. Bill Murray, that to me is such a Christmas vibe. Then Home Alone 2. Which might be an unpopular opinion.
No, I agree with you. It is the better of the two with Macaulay Culkin.
Absolutely.
The others don't count.
They stopped after him.
If someone says Home Alone and I never pass up an opportunity to watch Home Alone, I'm like, yes, Home Alone 2.
My wife would agree with you completely.
My son would agree with you also.
Okay, I thought everyone was going to be like, what? So then at number 3, Elf. And it's back in the cinema and it's all the vibes and the soundtrack, even with Louis Prima on there and all the jazzy, you know, I love all of that. See, I'm not just all about heavy metal and punk and stuff. I love my jazz. And then another polarising one at number 2 is The Nightmare Before Christmas, Tim Burton classic, which for me is absolutely both a Halloween and a Christmas movie, but very valid at Christmas. But at number 1, drum roll please. is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Really?
Oh,
it's pretty,
for me,
it is.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who would 100% agree with you on this one, and sent. They sent us jumpers last year related to the movie as well. So it's just like they're really into
I'm just looking at Gareth's face here.
Chubby Chase, really?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Clark
Griswold.
That
is a face of disdain.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is.
Clark Griswold is the epitome of all that was like the dad that's into Christmas, that's going to give the family the best Christmas ever. And yet he is cursed. Everything he goes to do turns to absolute disaster. And his hijinks trying to make it all, pull it all off. Like, is that not what the Christmas is about?
Okay, here's a point. What sort of job did these dads have to have all this disposable income to put into these houses?
It's kind of looking at like the Home Alone house, which is constantly featured.
Yeah.
It's just like,
what did he do?
What did he sell?
The luxury holidays.
And the bonus that came with it in Griswold.
Oh, well, actually, to answer your question, what Clark W. Griswold did was he worked for an additive company. And he actually, he designed a non-nutritive stuff for cereal. So your cereal would not go soggy. And that's what he was getting his bonus for Christmas.
I just heard widget.
He
designed a widget.
Something. No, Gareth, it's a thing. It's a something. No.
Well, he was getting a big bonus. That whole SWAT team ended up arriving at his house over.
And he's basically kind of like what was allowed in the 80s and has now been buried by all.
Oh, absolutely. It's so politically incorrect, which makes it even more fabulous. Okay. Everything.
A leash listener says you're completely wrong. Indiana Jones isn't a Christmas movie, but it's on my list. Yeah. The original Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Yeah. Polar Express.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Absolutely not.
No, wrong.
No, that's
wrong,
embarrassing.
You can have your own opinion, but you're wrong.
Yeah, no, that's an embarrassing one. I'm sorry.
Really, do you want an embarrassing one?
Go for it.
I need another glass of wine.
And some alcohol.
Yes, because this is something I'll never live down.
Oh, okay, great. Go for it.
Number one Christmas movie.
I'd say this is a safe place, but it's not.
Love Actually.
Oh, yes! Definitely in my top 10.
It is. No.
Definitely.
Hugh Grant. Amazing, excellent. I do think that was a very good movie.
Joni Mitchell CD. Can we talk about the Joni Mitchell CD?
Can we talk about actually when it was first
that
released? Because I'm old enough to
to
remember all this. And we said, oh my God, that is an absolute terrible film. This is just like, what is it? It's an embarrassing. And then all of a sudden, unbeknownst to me, I was talking to a bunch of people in our office and they said, oh, I can't not wait to go home and watch.
Love Actually.
And this is
everyone loves it.
When did that happen?
Yeah, it's a cult classic.
My wife gets angry with me just watching Alan Rickman.
Oh, yes.
You see the
character of Mia. I have nothing to do with it.
No,
and look,
Alan Rickman
has turned up in two Christmas movies
as a villain. As
a villain. Love Actually and Die Hard.
Yeah. Well, that's a villain.
And Joni Mitchell is so amazing and the river been in it and all of these things and it's such a Christmas vibe. But I'm like, Alan, oh my God, and how Emma held it together, I tell you what.
I don't think
that Christmas tree. We haven't recovered for her. I have to brace myself.
By the way, what is this red?
Okay,
very fragrant.
So we're going to the south of France. Gavin said we're going to have turkey with this. So you're talking about high up the mountains here near Montpellier. There's one mountain range called Pic Saint Loup, and this is where this is from. This Domaine de Lourtus, this is mostly Syrah. It's got Grenache and Mourvèdre. It's also seen as Decanter, one of their, Decanter was a big wine magazine. They would actually say that this is one of the best wines from the south of France or from France, full stop. It's because it's actually a new, like the Appellation Contrôlée, the area where it comes from, where it got designated an AOC. It's actually quite new. It's only happened in the last 15, 20 years. So that's quite new if you can consider hundreds of years for Bordeaux and everything else. And it's made by a second generation family as well. Martin and Yves have just gone in, taken over from their dad. It's again how this was discovered was that his dad used to like mountain walking and found wild vines in this valley underneath the Lourdes Cliff, at which stage he decided I can make wine up here, started as a hobby, then quit his very secure job as a lecturer at Montpellier University to go and be a winemaker down the south of France, much to his family's absolute revolution, because they said your kids are going to be destitute.
Yeah, his father actually said to him, it would be less expensive for you to have an affair.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was how they
thought. That's perspective.
It. You know, the house is wooden because they actually built the houses from trees, I think, around.
Where yeah, they like chalets as well. Yeah. It's sort of,
But amazing. This what we're drinking is the Lortus Grand Cuvée, so it's $37.50 on our site, in our shop in Athlone and in Mullingar. Now, we have the Bergerie de Lortus that is a little bit less expensive as well, but it's from the same producers, just a slightly different kind of plots of land.
It is very good.
It looks like
the Spanish wines, which are a bit further south and warmer, they're heavier, stickier.
And this is exactly it, because this is for Christmas Day, especially when you have turkey, sausage meat and everything else. You want something that's not going to kill it. Malbec would be too much. Rioja would be too much. They'd be just too warm, too much. Steak, absolutely knock yourself out. If you haven't beef, bring it. But like, because you're having, you want something that's not going to completely kill the hours of work.
You can tell by the colour of it even. Look how the light, it looks like a Christmas bauble. Like a jewelled bauble. Yeah. It looks like Christmas. And I smell cherries.
Yeah, and you would. And
like dark cherry, yep.
The other side of the kind of Gareth was kind of saying about this, like, because it's so high up into the mountain, it makes it cooler. It gets riper over a longer period of time. The wind that's coming up, like if you stand in Pixinlough and Lortus and you look south, 30 k's straight down is the sea, and it's all the wind is coming up there to you. And with all the wind kind of coming up to you, it cools down the vine, so it makes this a fresher, easier drinking. It's not overcooked or anything. But it's beautiful. It is Christmas in a glass. Mm.
Quick recap, guys, then. The three wines today.
So we started off with our champagne, our pink champagne.
It's Mondos champagne. Very new, just new to Wines Direct.
Which is €58. Then Chateau Thierry, the Bordeaux Blanc, which is €18. Available in all stores. And then the Lortus Grand Cuvée, which is €37.50. Available. And all can be delivered to your door or taken from our shops in Mullingar or Athlone.
And if you've got any Christmas questions, best thing is to go into both our shops, both in Mullingar and in Athlone, and talk to the guys in there because they have, at this point in time, they have the time to talk to you. So go in there and enjoy. If you're looking for recommendations for the Christmas series.
We're over time, so okay, very quickly, Joe in Gieschel disagrees with the list of movies. It cannot be complete without The Holiday and The Muppets Christmas Carol.
The Muppets Christmas Carol, yes.
Yeah. The Holiday.
Joe, yes. High five for mentioning that one.
No.
The Holiday, not so much, but Muppets Christmas Carol, absolute classic. Give me Charles Dickens in any form.
Worst leading man ever, The Holiday.
And Miracle on 34th Street, getting a few votes as
love
well.
Love that. Can't go wrong. Absolutely.
We'll continue the row in the new year, but for the moment, guys, thank you very much.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Thanks.